Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Let's also catch up on another story, and that's a protest in Tepisong, which is also currently underway. I do want to start, though, with Isaac Mangena, City Power spokesperson. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much, Isaac, for talking to us. We've just lost him. He himself has been watching that particular protest in Tepisong. So a lot of tensions around that area, because there seems to be a standoff between the community as well as the police. And the issue behind all of this is City Power had gone out there, we believe, to try and disconnect residents who are not paying for electricity. City Power says only 3% of the residents are paying for electricity. The residents are saying absolutely not. It's not our responsibility to be paying for apparently an informal settlement across the road. And that's where the issue is. So we'll get Isaac Mangena just now. Okay, we've got him back on the line. Isaac, thank you so much for talking to us this evening. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening.
Good evening.
Just maybe give us a background info on what happened this afternoon in Tepisong. We know that there was a protest, and I think it's still underway. But maybe give us a bit of background with that particular situation.
Yeah, so basically currently what is happening in Tepisong is that they do not have electricity as I'm talking to you now. They haven't had electricity for the past week, or at least 5-6 days or so. And the reason being that the team that we tried to send into Tepisong was basically threatened, harassed, and also even held hostage by their members of the community as they were trying to basically do maintenance in the area. So we decided as City Power that for the safety of our community, of our technicians, we are not going to say this Tepisong or send our people there because of it was no longer safe for our teams to be in Tepisong, and that's why we decided to basically keep them off for the past week.
So the electricity was off because City Power had switched off the electricity, or were you going to do maintenance?
So we're going to do maintenance in Tepisong, and that's the reason why that's what we've been doing all along, even though this community, we've had several run-ins with them due to the fact that the vandalism that is happening in that community, but also the fact that they are not paying for electricity. So that is partly the reason why we've had a lot of equipment failure in Tepisong. We have replaced mini substations, transformers. To give you an idea, since January until now, we've replaced about 20 transformers in Tepisong at 400,000 each. And this is the community that is not buying electricity, that we are not getting revenue in terms of some of the expenses that we are having in there. Only 3% of Tepisong customers that are linked to City Power Network are paying electricity, and that 3% is mainly the businesses around that area. So you can imagine the kind of situation that we're having in that community. So this hostility has always been going on for at least past 2 to 3 years. Because the community did not want City Power to install meters, they did not want City Power to normalize the network in the area, and they do not want to pay for electricity.
So they are saying, Isaac, that part of the reason why they retaliated yesterday when your technicians came through was because the technicians were there to disconnect. And you're saying that's not the case. The technicians were there to actually maintain the infrastructure.
No, we have different situations in Tepisong. So okay. There were areas where we were supposed to do maintenance because it tripped the previous night due to overloading of that network. Mm. So if it has tripped, we have to run the line and ensure that there are no faults that will trip it again before we can basically restore power. That's what we were doing. But there were certain pockets of Tepisong where there were illegal connections as well that we needed to make sure that we disconnect, but also to ensure that we put what in engineering terms we call it an auto recloser. This is an equipment that allows us to exclude areas that are heavily or they're having overloading of the network, that process the whole network to keep, so that immediately at that auto disclosure we can be able to isolate some of the sections that where the problems are coming from, where the overloading is happening, and mainly those are the people that have illegally connected to the network. So that's what the team was going to do. Then they were held there, they were forced to basically remove that auto disclosure so that they do not get isolated and that they can get electricity just like everyone else. But when we do that, it means that we are putting load that was not budgeted for in terms of the capacity to be so. As such, it kept on tripping. But then the team that was when they were actually held hosted in the area, yes, partly it was to switch off those that were actually connected illegally onto the network.
So as far as you understand it, I mean, the community itself is saying that they are being punished for an adjacent community, which is an informal community, which is actually the community that is using electricity illegally. Just maybe give us your sense of, you know, where the truth lies between all of these informations that all of these pieces of information that we're getting.
So we've got illegality happening in Sebiso. Whether it's illegal connections or it's people that have bypass meters and are basically feeding off or freeloading on electricity without paying for it. So the ones that are illegally connected, it means that they are not even accounted for. They do not have meter numbers that were supposed to remove illegal connections, that were supposed to make sure that we isolate with that auto disclosure so that they do not basically benefit from the electricity. Then we've got the second illegality of the people that are actually in the books of City Power and City of Johannesburg that are customers of City Power, but who do not want to pay for electricity. Who, when we were there trying to basically make sure that we normalize, they refused. Who, when we held meetings with them early this year, and even just a few weeks ago, they actually refused and even chased our people out of the area. So these are the people that that were saying basically that they do not want to pay for this electricity. And as such, that's why we had to take this drastic decision. And this decision is not the decision that we've taken in Tedisong alone. We're not targeting any community. We've done it in several areas. I'm sure I was on this radio talking about Alexandra River Park, talking about Maibuye in Tembisa, talking about areas in Nanazia. And even when I'm talking to you now, yesterday we were still having similar issues in Penneville, in Soweto. So we have situation or culture of non-payment that we want to deal with as the City of Johannesburg, as City Power. And that is why we are trying to force people to normalize them, to put meters into their homes so that they can start paying for this electricity that they are consuming.
So we are told that, you know, your technicians have had to stop their work. What's the way forward, Corinne?
So since we switched them off, we have had several meetings with the community. We have had several meetings with the community leadership. Even yesterday, even this morning, we were busy with them on the phone. We agreed, and they are pleading that we should come to basically switch them on. We did say we will come through, but with strict conditions that we will be allowed to work without any disturbance, that the behavior of not paying for electricity will have to stop, that the meters that have been bypassed or vandalized, City Power will replace it for free so that we can now then onboard most of these people that were freeloading on electricity, that we will have to be allowed to remove illegal connections because by regulations of NERSA, we are not allowed to operate in an unsafe environment in terms of the network. So illegal connections themselves make the network unsafe, not only for our technicians but also the residents. So we need to remove that. Then after removing it, then we'll switch them on, and then once after switching them on, then we'll then start the process of normalizing. The teams are ready with about 12,000 meters that we wanted to go around, audit every house where there are problems, then we can replace the meters so that they can start buying. That was what we wanted to do. Today we were in Tebisong to basically ensure that we are going to disconnect those illegal connections, but the police advised against us going into Tebisong because of the volatility of the situation there on the ground, and also that the police were outnumbered. They, like, JPD only had about 8 members of the public order policing, and the SAPS public order policing were not even on site to basically go with us in there. Then they called and advised that we should not go there until they are ready to accompany us. So that's why City Power was not able to go and switch on or even do the disconnections of the illegal connections. So we will wait for the police to give us the cue. Then we will then be able to move into the Episong. And we did communicate this to the community leadership, the councillors, so that they can pass the message to their residents so that we are ready as City Power to do that based on those conditions that I gave you.
So in terms of the community, you speaking to the councillor, the very same councillor that the community doesn't trust?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
I'm saying this councillor that you're speaking to, is this the councillor that the community does not trust?
I'm not sure about their trust issue with their councillors.
So they didn't complain. They didn't complain to you.
We've got 3 wards in Sebiso, so there are 3 of them, and I know that they've got issues with one of the councillors because they think that councillor has got electricity. I don't know how, but they say he's got electricity. That's why he's not fighting for their issues. But there are 3 of them, and all of them we were communicating with them at the same time, in all the meetings that were held since Monday. So that has been happening, and that's what we're doing with those leadership. And those are the elected representatives. We cannot, as City Power now, start to have conversations with other people that are not elected. No. So there will be many people that claim to be community leaders, but we're electing to talk to the elected ones.
No, I understand. I was just trying to see whether, you know, apart from your reliance on the police, because in any event, we don't want an escalation of the situation, whether there is another way that you're communicating with the community so that things can settle and you will be able to go back into the community without necessarily pulling in the police.
Yeah, we have also done sent several statements. So every time we were not able to go into Tibiso, we did send statements, even during the time when we were disconnecting. We did do that. But we're also obviously in those community WhatsApp groups. We're talking to the residents about some of the decisions that we've made. So over and above the councillors, we're actually also talking to them. Some of them come to the service delivery center in Brockport in Florida, and we are also addressing them as and when they come through.
All right. Appreciate your time, and obviously we'll also keep an eye on the story. City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena there, and they are responding to what's happened for the entire day in Sepisong, where there has been a protest. In fact, we are told it's still quite tense in Sepisong this evening. But we will also try and get hold of the councillor there and see how things are at the moment.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.